This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In recent weeks, the safety of e-cigarettes has come into question as several states have reported a dramatic uptick in the number of people experiencing illnesses that appear to be associated with vaping. The number of reported cases has more than doubled to 450 in 33 states, including Texas. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has confirmed plans to ban at least some e-cigarettes. So far, there have been no deaths yet in the Lone Star State, but six have been reported elsewhere. Here to talk with us about what Texas officials know when it comes to vaping-related illness is Dr. John William Hellerstedt. He is commissioner of Texas State Health Services, the state's public health department. He is also a pediatrician. Dr. Hellerstedt, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
I suppose one of the things that we should underscore is just how little is actually known about what's going on, but we should set as a baseline for those who are not familiar. How does vaping or e-cigarette use work here? How do the devices work?
Well, the devices themselves, I gather there's a range of devices that are out there. What they have in common is typically there's some sort of cartridge that can be loaded into the device, and then the device typically will heat or vaporize the contents of that cartridge, and people inhale that, or what they call vaping.
And what they're consuming in that vapor is nicotine. Sometimes they're consuming substances extracted from marijuana, including THC, but also the juice, the substance that kind of holds it all together, I suppose, which is made of what?
Well, one of the things is we don't really know what's in all of these products. So you mentioned some specific things like marijuana or THC and nicotine. Not every vaping container has that.
Sure.
We know that those are some of the most popular things to use. But the truth is, and I think that's a really key point, we don't really know, and as far as we can tell here at the Department of State Health Services, nobody really knows what exactly is in all of these products.
Well, why the illnesses now? I mean, vaping is not exactly new.
Absolutely correct. And that's one of the biggest questions that we have in public health. Has this been going on for a while? These e-cigarettes have been on the market for over a decade, but now we're seeing this sudden surge in illness. We do know, though, that over the past few years, there has been a tremendous upswing in the number of people who are actually vaping, who are using the products. So, yes, it's been around for a while, but there's also been a very dramatic growth in the number of people who are using it. The other phenomenon that we believe we're seeing is now that healthcare providers, doctors are aware of this, they're starting to report this syndrome, whereas in the past, they may have just had this mysterious respiratory failure case on their hands and not even necessarily tied it back to vaping.
And when we talk about this mystery illness, we are talking about primarily respiratory failure or some kind of condition, right?
That's the thing that gets people in the hospital. That's what gets them ending up in intensive care and on ventilatory support. And that's what ultimately has led to the fatalities. Early in the illness, we have evidence that a lot of people present with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. But then that progresses over a period of some days to the point where they're having that respiratory failure. You can't breathe.
Doctor, we're almost out of time, but there has been so much attention focused on the base material in some of these vape pens, a vitamin E acetate. Others have talked about the THC content. Others have focused on the flavoring of, you know, this sort of nicotine over-the-counter cigarettes. What are you, as a top health official in Texas, telling people to do when it comes to vaping?
Well, as far as vaping is concerned, because we don't know the exact answers to the very questions that you posed, people should really think twice about vaping at all. But for adolescents and pregnant women, no vaping, no exceptions. For everyone else, they should consider that there's something going on out there that we do not understand that poses a very serious health risk to them.
Dr. John William Hellerstedt is commissioner of Texas State Health Services, the state's public health department, and he is a pediatrician. Dr. Hellerstedt, thanks again.
Thank you, David.